Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
And now let's get back to these baby spaces. As they used to be called, mother and baby, but they're called parent and baby now. We're all very politically correct, but it is mothers most of the time. Sam, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Sam?
Hi, how are you?
Good. Sam, you hate when people park in these spots.
I wouldn't say hate, but it really, really annoys me.
I've done it. I'm sorry, and I'm going to apologise for it now. I'm feeling really bad, but I have done it.
Like, I have a four-year-old and a just over one-year-old, okay?
Yeah.
Now, the reason I don't bring them shopping anymore is because it's so hard to get a space that I can get the two of them out of the car without destroying somebody else's car in the process.
Yeah, no, I know. I remember, I have three kids. You think I'd know these things. I have three kids, and I remember that whole trying to get them out of the baby seats when you had a foot to spare, like when you could barely open your door. I remember it. Yeah, I do remember it well. You couldn't just, and you'd be climbing over seats and all sorts of things.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I haven't actually brought them shopping since the first lockdown.
Right.
God bless them. Come here, they're fine. There's not a bother on them, like.
But you're better off going shopping on your own anyway, aren't you, really?
It's my time away as well.
Yeah, that's your time. Isn't it a sad world where we look forward to a little bit of shopping?
The weekly shop. The anxiety of COVID isn't getting me. It's the weekly shop.
Did you see the queues at Penny's over the last 2 days?
I won't go anywhere near them. I tell you, I'm never going to go near Penny's again, I'd say.
And somebody told me they'd nothing when they got in there. All they had left was large sizes.
Yeah.
And everything was gone.
Like, I'm down in Cork, and it takes me an hour to get to a Penny's anyway, so there's no way I'm going anywhere close to the shop.
No way. All right, okay. But getting back to these spaces.
Yeah.
So should we, I mean, Kerry Katona was talking about this on the TV there recently, and she said that she parks in them, but her 17-year-old now is clearly not a child, right?
No, because she needs a slap, I'm sorry. Like, if you've got a child older than 10, I would say, you don't need to be going into those spaces because they should know themselves not to open the door and slam it into another car.
Yeah, once your child is sitting in a seat normally, you don't really need the space. It's for people with baby seats and prams and buggies and things like that.
Yeah. What I don't agree with, I don't see why they have to be so close to the door. I've
often talked this. It's not like people are disabled, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, you could have all those spaces further away if you need them.
Yeah. Like the disabled spaces and the spaces for the elderly need to be closer to the door.
I agree.
And the Aldi that I go to down here, the disabled spaces are down the back of the car park.
Yeah.
There's nothing near the door, which I think is so silly-like.
Yeah. Well, for disabled people, they need to be close to the door.
Yeah. It's right beside the trolley bay, which is down the side of the shop, so they have to manoeuvre around the trolley bay and all that to get into the shop, which is not fair on them. So,
now, before people misquote me, by the way, I have never parked in a disabled space, but I have parked in a parent and baby space.
Yes. I have never parked in a disabled space and never will because I know a few disabled people and I know the troubles they go through. Yeah, all it is.
Okay. But hang on, stay there because Aoife, you're on Classic Hits. Hi, Aoife.
Hi, Niall. I hate with a passion when people do this. Like, as a disabled person, I don't have the proper parking, but I know some days when I go to do the shopping, I need to be close to the car.
Okay.
Like the other day, I was in Super Value, and the staff were lovely, don't get me wrong, but I fell, and I had a panic attack when I got up after it. It was just a fall. I got covered in soup. It was fine.
You were covered in soup?
I was covered in veg cold soup.
Right, and how did you end up covered in soup?
It looked like I had vomited in myself. My knee went into the soup, Niall. Like, I had just...
I shouldn't laugh at you, Aoife. I'm sorry.
It's hilarious, though. Like, it was a crap day. But it was the panic attack afterwards that made me think maybe I should have a disabled space.
Right.
Yeah.
No, it's not that I drive, but my partner drives. And if he's driving me anywhere, it's very difficult for me to get in the car sometimes if I'm having a little panic attack or something like that.
And what's your disability, by the way?
I'm bipolar, Niall.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you get into a bit of a panic if you're too... Yeah. Yeah, I get you.
If something bad happens, on a normal day, I'm grand. But if I'm in a panic already, it's not easy to get in and out of the car.
Right.
It's not something many people think about because, you know, obviously, unless you have children, you don't know what it's like to bring someone. But I'm an adult now.
Yeah.
So I don't know where we park because... obviously I can't park in the disabled spot unless I apply for the thing.
Yeah.
But we don't, we'd never park in the mother, like the mother and child
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, I did. I just admitted that I did.
It's down to being closer. So it's down to, oh, I'm so self-important, but no, I'm not saying you are now.
Go on, give out to me. It's okay, Eva, to give out
no,
to me.
It's self-important. It's, I'm in a rush. I have to park somewhere close.
I know. I have a big car.
I have a big car. Exactly.
I don't really, by the way.
Like, my boyfriend drives a Citroen C1, so we do not need that much space.
Yeah.
He drives the smallest car available.
See, I'd be worried about people banging the doors off my car.
Yeah, because they're expensive, like you would be.
Yeah, I know. Do you know what I used to do? You know when you get a new car first, right? And you're all excited with your new car and it's nice and shiny and everything.
And you park as far away from anyone as you can.
Yeah, and you'll park in two spots on the line and park so as nobody will park beside you.
That is a horrible thing to do. Like, it doesn't matter if your car is brand new. People can afford to fix cars. Like, that's the thing.
Hang on a second. Stay there, ladies, with me for a second, because I have to go to a break. Niall, I park in a parent and toddler space all the time. I couldn't care. I paid 60,000 for my car. I'm not parking it in spaces where idiots are flinging their doors open to chip my paint or rub the trolleys off it. Shopping centres should make wider spaces. They currently only fit Ford Fiestas from 1985. I can't go on the air. He actually has a really good point. If you go to America, for example, and you look at the parking spaces and the size of the parking spaces, they're much bigger. Now, I know their cars are much bigger, but our cars are much bigger than they were back in the 1980s as well. Generally speaking, some cars have got a bit bigger. They should have an adequate space for the size of the car, and they don't. I completely agree with that texter.
Totally agree, Niall. The spaces for the cars are not big enough, and if I was paying money for a brand new car, there's no way I would squash it into one of those little places at shopping centres or outside Aldi. Family spaces all the way.
Yeah, absolutely. Couldn't agree with you more, by the way. I'm just looking at the recommendations, by the way, by the IPA. Short stay car park should be 2.5 in width. The length 4.8. Never having really too much of an issue with the length because they're obviously only two cars back to back anyway. Long stay 2.3 metres. Mixed long short 2.4 and disabled 3.6. I have, so in other words, we're talking about the mixed long short is 2.4 or short stay 2.5 in a car park with a shopping centre. I have never seen them at 2.5 metres. I don't believe they're 2.5 metres. And if they are, that's even too short, to be honest. It's too narrow. And that's, I'm not going to be paying good money for a car to have some gobshite come out and slam his door off it. Mark, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Mark?
Hey, Noel, how's it going? How's things?
Mark, now I've admitted, I'm being honest today, that I have parked in mother and baby or parent and baby spots. Mind you, I'd parked them years ago when I had a reason to do it because I had bad babies. But now they're all grown up, of course. But I'd still, I haven't done it in ages, but I would have still done it.
Yeah, I know. I mean, like, look, I totally understand, like, Joe, people might be running into the shop, run in, grab what they're getting, get out, right? But, like, the incident we had was one time we went over to Jetland in Limerick. And where Jetland is, it's, like, right down the road from the Gaelic Grounds. So yeah. There was a big match on that day. We were driving in, I had herself and the small fella in the car. And, like, he's only 1 year old at the time. And there was literally parent-child space right outside the door going in, and a car swung in front of us. And the car now was covered in all Galway flags and all that, right?
Right, okay.
And a lad gets out of the car with four young fellas, okay? And they all had their jerseys and their hurleys with them and everything, you know? And he locks the car. And I just said, something just snapped. not having this. Literally.
Did you start a Barney with him?
I did, yeah, I got out of the car. It just, something snapped or something.
This is going to have a bad ending, I feel, but go on.
No, I just got out of the car and I was like, sorry, man, that's a, you know, parent and child spot. And he's like, yeah, we're going in doing our shopping. And I just like, you know, I was like, you're going in doing your shopping? He's like, yeah. And I was like, with no bags and...
And whirls in your hands, yeah.
You know, like, and you're covered in Galway gear and there's a Galway match on. And he was like, oh, yeah, right you are. So he just kept on walking. So I was like, fuck this anyway. Got into the car and I drove off and just looked in the mirror then and I saw him actually come back out, get into his car and move.
Hey, probably thought you were going to report him, that's why.
Yeah, it's just, you know, I thought you were going to do it.
I did something mad and all. I went into the car and I rammed his car.
Yeah, the thing is, like, you know, like, the car park was huge. There was loads of spaces way further back, like, you know, and I just...
Well, look, to be honest, that's what I would normally have done. If, you know, and I mentioned earlier on when I was a bit precious about my car when I got it first and all that kind of
nonsense. Yeah, look,
I would have parked at the back of the car park where there was two spaces on either side of me, you know, that kind of way.
Yeah, but, like, this guy, they had every intention of, like, parking the car there, leaving it there, going to the match, and being gone for about 3 odd hours, like.
Okay, well, so in other words, well, let me go to Vicky as well, because say no more. Vicky, this is one of your pet hates too, is it? Vicky, you're there. One of my pet hates is bad mobile phones. Vicky, are you there?
Hello.
I can hear you now. Go on.
Sorry, chasing the kids into the other room.
Oh, you're grand. Get in there. I'm on the radio, quick. So,
Niall, I know you say you're pardoning them, but...
No, I didn't. I've only done it once or twice. Once or twice in my life, like, not that much.
What? Oh, it's dreadful. Would you park in a disabled spot?
No, never.
No. Okay, so if you wouldn't do that, why would you do the same to a parent who has young children who get stuck between putting a trolley far away or having to leave their child in the car, or if they happen to have, or God forbid, they happen to have one, more than one young child? So it's not...
I know, I understand. I'm a bad man, Vicky. I'm a bad man. I understand. I get it. No, I accept to give it. I expect
not
it.
Not just you. Yeah, and what makes me mad is I see other women doing it. I see women doing it who I know have young children, and when they don't have the children with them,
they're doing it as well. Yeah, I know.
It's dreadful. And they're, you know...
But wouldn't the answer and the solution be just have wider car spaces? Wouldn't the solution for everybody just to have wider car spaces reasonably... I mean, the car spaces, somebody rightly pointed out, the car spaces in most shopping centres in this country are only suitable for a Ford Fiesta.
Oh, absolutely. I completely agree with that. And it's a nightmare. But why do the parents and toddlers have to be put in the background for it? Mm. If you wouldn't park in a disabled spot, don't park in a parent and toddler spot.
And would you do what Mark? Would you do what
with the places that you go shopping in or you go parking in?
Would you do what Mark did and have a go at somebody?
Oh, I have, yes.
Yeah, oh, you have. Oh, okay.
Well, believe me, when you've got two toddlers or a young baby and a toddler, and you see some two legs up for them who can walk into the shop from wherever part of the car park they're in, and you're left sitting there. It drives me nuts. So, yeah.
And did you blow a fuse?
Have a go.
Did you blow a fuse, Vicky, and have a go?
Yeah, yes.
All right, okay. Nothing you're too proud of, but however, you still got your point across. Well done. And listen, Vicky and Mark, thank you very much indeed. Listen, I've run out of time. Damien Farrelly's on the way. He'll brighten up the afternoon. I'll talk to you again live just after 9 o'clock tonight. There you go. Vicky blew a fuse. Mark had a go. Jeepers, we're all going mad today. Maybe it's the COVID that's doing this to us.